Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Hit it! All about things to grow from both eyes alive. But this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of pretty. And if you ever see him, he can give it quite a shock.
Why are you sorry?
Let me tell you about last year.
I didn't know if you liked this Curtis Blow Christmas song.
You don't show out the door.
2 hours, an hour and 55.
You can play whatever you want.
Thanks.
Whatever you want. All right, Bert was kind enough to hang around. I always like talking to Jim Norton. And finally, I can put to bed my appearance on the Chip Chipperson podcast live.
Is Nick in there?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you think I should go to New York and do it again? Yeah, I might do that.
Thumbs up from Nick, yeah.
I might do that. I might go to where it's a safe space and do that. All right, Bert, so as we look at what's going... First of all, let's talk about the Buffalo game. I think the three of us agree here, Jones and Murray and I, that it's going to be very difficult for Buffalo to come in and win in Gillette. Maybe if this was in Buffalo, I would be a little bit more. I'm sorry, I don't have your mic. I'd be a little bit more confident in their ability. But how do you see this? Is Josh Allen? Is this going to come down to just finally Josh Allen is going to suck enough that he's up against a good defense and that's going to be the game?
Mean, they've managed him, I think, well since. And look, like I think he would tell you. I think Josh Allen would tell you that the New England game was a turning point for him. And that was sort of when Buffalo felt like, you know, as a coaching staff, as an organization, like he started to turn a corner. And they brought in all of these guys. And this is why I think there's like this little thing here that everybody's going to want to watch tomorrow. They brought in all of these guys, like John Brown, Cole Beasley, Frank Gore, to try to create like what they call easy completions for him, right? Like, right. So it's like, we know that you're this gunslinger who likes to get the ball downfield and you got the physical ability to put it wherever you want to put it, but we want you to take easy money. And, you know, Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator. That's the Patriots offense they're running. They had him watching tape of Tom Brady doing it the whole offseason. And so this little thing here that's sort of like, I think everybody's not paying a ton of attention to this week is Jonathan Jones isn't going to play tomorrow.
Yep.
And that,
but he's been bad recently.
I was just going to say the same thing. Hasn't he been getting roasted?
But he's been hurt. He's been hurt. All right.
Okay, but isn't it better to get the hurt guy off the field than have him get toasted for touchdowns?
So here's the issue is like Cole Beasley has been a very valuable piece for Buffalo. And if there's anybody who knows the Patriots defense, everything else, as well as anybody, is Brian Daboll, who was here twice.
And Bill wanted Beasley.
Right, and Bill wanted Beasley. And Beasley, I think it's like this is just one of those things where if this is going to be a 17-13 game, like a little thing like that, like not having whoever it might be playing inside at slot corner, having somebody who's not used to playing there at slot corner going up against Cole Beasley, and the fact that Cole Beasley can create those easy completions for you. I saw the Bills took advantage of this against Dallas, and Cole Beasley had his big revenge game against the Cowboys. But part of the Cowboys' problem was, all right, like we don't have like they've got some dudes at corner.
Yeah,
they
right.
don't really.
With Byron Jones is an outside guy. He's not a slot guy.
Right, but they haven't been all that strong inside. And you know what? Like Brian Daboll noticed that, said, "All right, we're gonna cut that wound open, and we're gonna throw it to him until they make it stop." And they couldn't do it. And so, like, there's part of me that thinks that there's that little thing there that's gonna help Josh Allen. I'm with you guys. Like, they've managed him properly, I think, to this point. They've done a good job bringing him along. I don't know if he can come in here and win. Based on what we saw from the Patriots offense last week, though, do you think they're going to be able to move it against Buffalo?
No. Based on
that video, and I don't know if you guys see the video of Edelman.
Yeah, he's really hurt. Yeah. But the thing is, and I'm going to state the obvious, is that you would assume that special teams, and I mean, this is so obvious, but I'll say it, is that, believe me, I don't think this is a great take, but that special teams and defense, like, they can at least put the offense in field position where they could take advantage of that, or both of those sides of the football. So both of those elements of the game. No, I don't think that the Patriots offense is going to have much success against that defense, but
I mean, the Bills defense.
But the coaching, what do you think about that coaching matchup? Because it's not incredibly lopsided,
no,
do you think?
And that's the other thing. Like, so this is what's so interesting.
It was in week four, though. McDermott had a bad day in week four, but I generally agree. He's a good coach, and they're well coached.
Go up and down Buffalo's schedule. Now, like, that's the criticism of Buffalo, right? Like, is that their schedule hasn't been all that tough. But going into that Dallas week, I think they were 8-3, okay? So at that point, they were 7-1 against teams with losing records and 1-2 against teams with winning records, right? And the one win over a team with a winning record was against like 6-5 Tennessee at that point. And the one loss.
Yeah, they got Tennessee early with Mariota. Yeah.
And then the one loss to a team with a losing record was like the 5-6 Cleveland. So what does that tell you? They are always playing at their level. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
being bad teams, losing to good teams.
They are consistent. Like, maybe they're not there yet, right? Like, maybe they're not there yet, but they're consistent. You're getting the same team every week. And to me, that's like a hallmark. Like, what do the Patriots not do? Patriots don't lose to bad teams, right? Like that's like if you want to look at, like, one of the things that's like, I think if you look at the winning percentage, like Belichick's winning percentage, Brady's winning percentage, an enormous part of that is that they don't have these like no-show performances in October and November where it's like, what the hell happened?
Right.
It's so rare with them.
Last year, ironically, they did, but that's an outlier.
But it's really, really rare, right? And like, so like, what's that a product of? That's a product of a well-coached, disciplined team that shows up every week, right? And that's what Buffalo's becoming. And again, I don't think that I'm not sure they're there yet, but look at their drafts too since McDermott got there. 3 years in a row, they've gotten a cornerstone on defense. They got Tre'Davious White.
Edmonds.
Tre'Davious White 2 years ago. Tremaine Edmonds last year. And this year they got Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like, right? Like, now look at what they've done on the offensive line. They signed Mitch Morris from the Chiefs. They've got Deion Dawkins playing left tackle. I mean, Feliciano, who's like become a really good player for them at guard. There's a lot of things. Like, if you go up and down everything that they've done since Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have been there, you can criticize them for the quarterback. I don't know if the quarterback's going to make it. But a lot of the other stuff, they've nailed it.
Bird, do you think that they're going to make him run, or they're going to have him run more than they usually would? Because they
Saturday, really, you mean?
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing.
Because they know.
So the Patriots have struggled in the run game. And the Patriots have struggled in the run game specifically. Like, if you remember, like, a lot of the option stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Dallas got them on some of that stuff. The Ravens certainly got them on some of that stuff. And let's call it what it is. Like a lot of people don't notice it because he's a big white guy, right? But like the Bills do use Josh Allen sort of like Cam, like he's Cam Newton in certain ways. Like, they do things like they play an option game with him. And so they have that in their offense. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see. Yeah, I mean, like, let's test the Patriots and see if they've fixed some of the problems they had when they were playing against Dallas and Baltimore.
All right. Well, Bert Breer, MMQB, he's always kind to come in on Fridays, and now he will go off to Christmas shop at brick-and-mortar stores, which I'm very impressed by.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm impressed by is that I did it before, like, this is like, what's today's date?
Today is the 20th.
That's like an all-time early
That's pretty early. Yeah.
My father used to go to Kmart on Christmas Eve night, and he 1 year got my mom tennis balls and vacuum bags.
Yeah. It's just the timing.
You know what didn't go well? That Christmas.
It's the timing. I will say this, though. Like, I do... The one thing I do appreciate about, like, Christmas Eve, shopping on Christmas Eve, you go to the mall, it's all dudes. And, like, everybody who's there, all business. There's no dilly-dallying. There's no people, like, sitting in line. Like, everyone's trying to be in and out.
Yeah, you're like, hey, where are your tennis balls and vacuum cleaner bags? Yeah. I got to do this quick. Yeah.
There are very few places where everyone is on the same page. Like, a mall on Christmas Eve, everyone's on the same page. Yeah. Everyone's looking to get the hell in there, get the hell out of there. Like, so...
I don't think any of the stuff I ordered online, because I actually tried this year, and I don't think any of it's going to be ready.
Yeah, trying's a problem.
Wait,
yeah.
It's not coming on time? No,
like, it won't be there on time, because some of this stuff is customized. And, like, I thought that they were sweet ideas, but I don't know if they're going to be
there. So, me and my wife are actually, like, this year, we're sort of telling each other what we're getting each other, because the whole thing is, like, the money's coming from the same place, and it's like... Like, we don't want to pretend that, so she's getting me a TV, and, like, ooh. Yeah, so, like she's like, well, I don't want to go get you a TV, and then, like, it be the wrong TV, so she's like, okay, like, well, let's just go together and pick the TV out.
Yeah, my wife, for her gift, she wanted this personalized wallet, and I'm like, just... Give it what's
the money? Right. Yeah, my wife ordered herself like a necklace yesterday. Right. That's her Christmas gift.
That's the thing.
She's got some say.
The magic is gone, Fred.
She's got some say in the TV. It sounds like too.
Well, I mean, a TV is like $500. That's a crappy gift.
It's only logical though, right? Like all the money's coming from the same place.
No, not in my house. All right.
Wow. You still working on that joint bank account? Haven't gotten there yet, Fred?
No, I do not have a joint bank account. My wife has her own bank account. She works, but...
Well, you guys have separate bank accounts. They aren't linked.
I wouldn't want her to have access to my bank account. It would piss me off. She has she has credit cards that I pay, but the bank account would piss me off. Yeah. I handle the finances. It's not...
Yeah, so you'll, like, scroll through and see transactions and it'll annoy you.
It would really piss me off.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Daily as opposed to, like, a monthly bill.
Because I have a plan in terms of savings.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see, like, three Amazon charges in your...
Well, I do see the credit card, but I that doesn't bother me as much. Like I just don't want anyone touching my cash.
Yeah.
Like
like your flow, not your actual.
There's no
credit.
Rules. She has no like rules on what she can spend.
His bankroll.
Yeah, but my actual cash money, I don't want her to have access to. I mean, listen, she gets it in a divorce anyway. All right. We'll be back. We will relive one of the most embarrassing moments for one of our hosts in the history of the show in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich's.
Toucher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos.
Best moments of 2019.
Share some memories.
Yahoos.
Yeah. Come on. Hit it, Sarge.
Sarge here. It's all good, baby. Is that how it goes?
I get high on speed. Jimmy Snuka is the guy for me. Come on. Jump off the top rope.
I think that's how it went.
I got a cat coming after me. Turn around and scare it, make it pee, pee, pee. Yeah. I'm gonna skin it.
Sarge. Time for the Sarge salute of the day. It's time for the Sarge salute of the day. Who's gonna earn the Sarge salute of the day? It's all good, baby.
Sarge here. It's all good, baby.
The sad thing about that is no one likes that as much as I do.
Well, my kids do.
All right. Well, listen, there was a bit of an issue here on, I believe, Tuesday. there was an emergency broadcast of the 98.5, what is it called, Over the Top?
It's called Inside the Ropes, Wrestling Inside the Ropes. It is a podcast, one of the many that 98.5 Sports Hub has put together. And, I mean, if you weren't aware of it, then you obviously haven't heard some of the commercials. There's some that have been running. Matter of fact, there's one in particular show that if you were someone who was paying for advertising and you got as many spins on the air, it would be worth millions of dollars.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's one in particular. As a matter of fact, so what I thought it was time for is that many of us have heard some of them, but we haven't heard all of them. And
we've heard, obviously, doing the show, we've heard promos for them.
We have. And now, I mean, the Over Under podcast with the Bankroll Boys does very well. But I thought that, you know what, I would do you guys a service, and we would have ourselves a little 98.5 podcast focus crew.
Oh, jeez.
So I have gone through several of the podcasts. We're going to start with three today. And I have pulled some clips. And I just want your instant opinion on what you think of said podcast, okay?
All right.
And I thought we would start with one that, as I said, has to be the most advertised one on the station.
Oh, yeah. There was a time where, incorrectly, it was fed to play, like, during every stop set.
Every stop set, it seemed like you heard a commercial for the Sports Hub Grub podcast with a man by the name of Matt Schaefer, who none of us know who he is.
No one knows who Matt Schaefer is, but apparently he has connections within the industry, because when you think of food, you think of, is there someone who is anonymous that means nothing to me? Can he, with, to my knowledge, no restaurant credentials, can he go out and eat food? That's what everyone's been clamoring for, that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't said, like, hey, let's get this guy and have him eat food? Huh?
I mean, God forbid you get, like, Joe Murray, who seems like he would enjoy doing
this. Or, I don't know, Rich, a chef.
I mean, once again, I don't really know this person's background. I just know I don't know who he is.
No, no one knows who he is.
So I went through some of the...
But he has been advertised, like you said, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars this worth of airtime this guy has taken.
Oh, I mean, for like a year and a half, it's been advertised. So I was like, it's about time I sat down and took a listen to it. So on our very first 98.5 Sports Hub podcast focus group, let's first explore the Sports Hub Grub podcast with Mr. Matt Schaefer. Fred, take it away.
This is Sports Hub Grub. Now, here's your host, Matt Schaefer.
I'm Matt Schaefer. So let's talk about fall cooking. Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season. It's the best time of the year to cook locally in Boston. And I want to ask you about what's in farmers markets and how to use them. Tomatoes.
Oh, man. You know, those are...
We're sitting here with a guy. Hey, it's fall. What do you got? Tomatoes? Oh, yeah, the red. You can make sauce out of them. Sometimes before they're ready to eat, they are green.
Just like I said to him, he goes, all right, we're going to talk about some tomatoes.
Let's cut to the chase.
Ooh, you're hey, going
guy,
there?
Hey, guy, who's I just saw. With no explanation.
No, I mean, I think in the description, this is a chef. This is like a chef in town.
Okay, yeah. But he certainly knows his way around a produce section.
In Boston, and I want to ask you about what's in farmers markets and how to use them. Tomatoes.
Well, just pop them on a switch. You cut them up and you put them between two pieces of bread. Some meat, a little mayo. We're talking a witch. Oh, you get a big bowl of greens and you just chop them up. Have a little slid.
Slid?
Sal.
A little salad. Slid, yes.
A little slid.
Tomatoes.
Oh, man. You know, those are everywhere right now.
Are heirloom tomatoes worth the extra price?
Finally, someone asked the question.
I mean, literally. I mean, so holding my wallet, like, what the heck? These heirloom tomatoes, they're asking, what am I to the price?
I mean, thank goodness.
Oh, Nicholas, look at the heirlooms. Oh, Nick, they're too expensive, you piece of garbage. You brought home heirlooms. What am I made of money? I told you to bring the green ones because they go and they get ripe. This guy, it's a farmer's market in the fall. It ain't worth it. No. Making meatballs.
Oh, man. You know, those are everywhere right now.
Are heirloom tomatoes worth the extra price?
He's like Jeff Spicoli if he got hit in the head and became really boring.
Heirloom tomatoes worth the extra price?
I would say yes, they are, especially if you want to impress your friends at a dinner party and cut some green and yellow and bright pink tomatoes.
I was going to sit down, but I guess it's too fancy. I'm very impressed with the tomatoes on the table. They are of different colors. Thank you. Thank you.
What kind of tomatoes do you purchase if you want to can them for the winter to use in sauce?
All right. Well, I mean, listen, it seems like all of us listeners want to know the answers to that. I hate to cut it off there, but we have to go further down the line to a different podcast. And by the way, it's almost like an episode of Between Two Ferns. No, because the people they bring in seem very nice. Like, I mean, it's just like, okay, well, I'll come in and I'll plug whatever restaurant or store that I work at. But I don't think this guy asks follow-up questions. I just think he has a long list of questions. As he does the Sunday Review, too, and Mike was even saying he would come in the morning and, like, just... It seems like he reads through a list, and no matter what anyone... Someone can say, and I murdered a guy. And he would be like, so these tomatoes, huh?
Tomatoes.
What's got the kids? What's sweeping the nation?
Tomatoes.
Dad, can I get a new bike and some...
tomatoes.
We want some...
tomatoes.
Hey, we want some...
tomatoes.
Oh, man. This is something only I think is funny.
Do you go all out for the heirlooms?
Dude, the looms. You really want to press the gents. Tailgate. Whoa, who brought the looms? You want to jazz this tailgate up? Wait until about 10 minutes before the game. Check it. What?
Tomatoes.
Oh, heirlooms. Holy yes! Are you effing kidding me? Heirlooms? What kind of vegetable are they?
Tomatoes.
You and I are the only ones laughing. All right, so... Here's more of this gentleman.
Yes.
So let's talk about cheese. My guess is Katrina. So let's talk about cheese. About cheese. My guest is Katrina Jabro, cheesemonger and director of education at Allium Market and Cafe in Brookline, Massachusetts. Welcome to Sports Hub Grub.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And with all due respect, you're something of a cheese whiz.
You could say that.
Tomatoes.
Oh, man. All right. There's more that we'll have to get to.
So let's talk about cheese.
I'm going to listen on the way home. I got to know about the tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Chimachi. All right.
Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season.
No one thinks this is funny but you and I.
Like, literally no one else is even smiling.
Tomatoes.
All right, we'll be right back.
So let's talk about cheese.
Kutcher and Rich.
It's Kutcher and Rich's.
Kutcher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos.
Best moments of 2019.
Share the memories.
Yahoos.
This is Sports Hub Grub. Now, here's your host, Matt Schaefer.
I'm Matt Schaefer. So let's talk about fall cooking. Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season. It's the best time of the year to cook locally in Boston, and I want to ask you about what's in farmers markets and how to use them. Tomatoes.
Oh, man, you know, those are everywhere right now.
Are heirloom tomatoes worth the extra price?
I would say yes, they are, especially if you want to impress your friends at a dinner party and cut some green and yellow and bright pink tomatoes.
What kind of tomatoes do you purchase if you want to can them for the winter to use in sauce?
Excuse me, are heirloom tomatoes worth the price? You dumb son of a bitch. How dare you even ask me that question? You see heirloom tomatoes, buy, baby, buy. Show them off to your friends.
Zolak tweeting saying, this can't be real. Please help raise money to offset the cost of heirloom tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And someone said, somehow this Tomato Guys podcast is going to get the TNR bump.
It better be number one.
I tell you what, I'm into it now. That is the, we are doing a focus group on some of the 98.5 Sports Hub podcasts, and we started off with the Sports Hub Grub, the most advertised podcast on the station.
Oh, yeah. A terrible amount of advertising, yes.
According to our outgoing boss, he just tweeted this, Matt Schaefer is the guy that gave Chachi his nickname. He's a legend. We should be treating him better than this.
Well, you know what his first idea for a nickname was?
Tomatoes. And with all due respect, you're something of a cheese whiz.
I like your reaction, too. Like how do
you... You're something of a cheese whiz. So let's talk about cheese.
Okay, all right. So we continue with one more from the Sports Zone Grub podcast. Actually, maybe we have two more. Let's just take a listen to track number three. Fred, you keep it together.
Tomatoes.
All right. Let's go to the next track.
In terms of how the cheeses are displayed, is there a reason why a certain cheese is in a certain place? Is the case itself sort of assembled or choreographed?
It's an art project. No, the Swiss does not belong there. The Swiss in the Rockfort, they're separated. Their families do not want them to mate. Rockfort. You love Swiss, but you may never have her. Blue cheese with your mold, you infest. The only one who can come and save everyone is not the cheese at all, let's say.
Tomatoes.
Oh, it's a lovely dance between...
Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Scott, go ahead.
What kind of tomatoes would T.A. put on his chicken barf? This can't be real.
It's real, baby.
Every Sunday morning, kid.
I'm so pissed you guys found it, Donna. Speaking of D.A., I have a request. May you take off your shoes and step on a...
Tomatoes. So let's talk about cheese.
Okay, so let's get to one final one from the Matt Schaefer Sports Hub Grub podcast. What kind of crazy food we discussing now?
All right, let's figure it out.
Do you rinse canned chickpeas at home, or do you use the canning liquid?
Oh, you sly son of a bitch. You really think you got me, don't you? You think I'm going to say rinse them at home? No. You go to an effing river. One where you can see the bottom, where salmons roar against the currents. And then you take your chickpeas and you rinse them. And then you take them home and you let them sit. Then you may enjoy the chickpea.
Do you rinse canned chickpeas at home, or do you use the canning liquid?
Depends what you want to do. That liquid is called aquafaba, and it's actually like it's an egg white replacement. It's a thickener.
Because hummus is so easy to make, is there any rationalization to buy ready-made hummus? Or-
Hey, it's Nick from...
This is a little Dick Jamelli here.
Hummus.
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 If you want to spruce up your... Rich, if you want to spruce up your...
Hummus.
You can always add...
Tomatoes. Hummus. Or is it kind of like the jarred spaghetti sauce versus a can of tomatoes and garlic?
I have no
do
idea.
Do you rinse canned chickpeas at home, or do you use the canning liquid?
I mean, he's asking all the questions we've always wondered.
I mean, how many times have you opened up a can of chickpeas?
What the hell? So there is the Sports Hub Grub podcast. We will have to delve into that a little bit further at a later date, but it is now time to move our attention towards another podcast, which we know many of the people who are involved, including one Jay Stu and one Mike Sarge Riley. This would be the Over the Ropes podcast from 98.5 Sports Hub. Inside the ropes, under the ropes, around the ropes. I don't know whatever. There's ropes involved. But in this in this specific episode, there's no Jay Stu.
Oh.
This is a solo Mike Riley special.
Uh-oh. I'm thinking that creates a little tension.
I don't think this even needs a setup. Let's go straight to the Above the Ropes.
Inside
the Ropes podcast.
We're inside the ropes.
With Mike Sarge Riley.
Saturday night in New York City, the 2019 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The latest member to be inducted will be Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He joins me here on Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Our Twitter account is at WrestleCast985 and the future Hall of Famer, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Brutus, thanks for being with me here today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I think you lived in the Boston area for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, North End,
yeah, right. But, however, though, there's one place. Whenever the wrestling comes to town, it's a must-stop, and that's north of Boston, just about, 6 miles north of the Garden. That's the Kowloon, and our good friend Andy Wong, right? And
that's been a staple since the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
Yep. You know the Wong family very well, but I got to ask you, Brutus, what is...
If you had 17 seconds until Sarge mentioned Kowloon in a wrestling interview,
Andy, did I do good? I do good, Andy.
Is this worth another free poopoo platter?
Andy, hey. You know, we're buds. Jay Stu doesn't have to be here to get you the old plug. So you lived in Boston for a while. Did you ever make it up, 6 miles from the Garden?
It's a certain mandatory course we all need to take that Sarge might have missed.
It's called payola. Quid pro quo. You rub my back, I rub your back, and give me some free food.
Don't charge for the Sarge.
No charge for the Sarge. Now, when you're up there, Brutus, what do you best remember about the
tomatoes?
Get off my podcast.
You know, very
happening there.
Yep. So you know the Wong family very well, but I got to ask you, Brutus, what is your favorite meal at the Kowloon when you go there?
I mean, come on.
First of all, I love sushi, and then their lobster, the shrimp and lobster sauce, and you know, with the lobster dinner. I mean, just there's nothing bad there.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You just cannot go wrong. They have got a stellar product in the 80s, and here we are, 2019, and it's still a stellar product. And that's why they are who they are.
And the people,
tremendous people, tremendous staff, tremendous food, just a great place.
Oh, that's
They've
awesome.
Endured the test of time, and it's well deserved.
You're making me hungry, Brutus. I'm ready to go stop on the way home right now, man. So
I can't wait to get back there. I'm telling you, I can't wait.
Good man, Brutus.
Okay.
So the first 2 minutes of the interview with Brutus the Barber Beefcake, all about the loon.
I wonder if when they go there, they're able to eat some
hummus.
You know what's this meal desperately needs is more
tomatoes.
Dipped in
hummus.
Hey, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, here's something no one cares about. Remember that Chinese restaurant?
Someone just said Fred Sergeant Preston sounds like Alf. No, Sarge sounds like Alf. Can you compare Sergeant Alf?
Jimmy, let go of that cat.
Hey, find your own dumb alien.
I want to eat a cat.
Shut up, alien life form.
I'll have a BLT, a bacon Lucky and tomato sandwich.
You will not eat Lucky. Lucky needs to feel pain for a while. I might give you a carcass.
I got to tell you, I learned a little bit about making hummus.
Hummus.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know? But that's a part of life.
Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season. You're something of a cheese whiz. Let's talk about cheese. Let's talk about tomatoes. Let's talk about hummus, cheese, tomatoes. I'm Matt Schaefer. I'm Matt Schaefer. Tomatoes. Hummus. Let's talk about cheese.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Stay asleep. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And ladies and gentlemen, as I do my last broadcast from the station of the year, a week from Monday, I will be broadcasting from my home, which I'm sure will go off without a hitch.
It's going to be a smooth.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids are just going to be really well behaved and not be interested at all with screwing with things. The dog's going to be quiet. The cat won't jump up on the table and start meowing.
Where are you physically in the house for this? Like, okay. Are you separate from everybody? Or
yeah, no? My house is very strangely constructed. It's no area of the house is big, but it's three like. It's a basement and then three levels.
Yeah. You said you like go up, you'll go upstairs and like grab sleep upstairs sometimes, right?
Yeah. My wife and I are done sleeping together. Yeah. That's out. In fact, when we go to my parents' house on Sunday, we're going to rotate who sleeps in bed and who sleeps on an air mattress.
Oh.
Because I refuse to wear the mask anymore, the mask that you're supposed
CPAP.
To. Yeah. Because it gets and screws up my eyes.
Ah.
So I can't have that. I mean, especially with the modeling gigs I got going on.
So you're in the cat. That's true. A lot of models in that house. So you do it from that top floor?
Oh, the cat? Oh, yeah. From the stages of Milan to the south of France to Toussaint. Yeah, she just got shaved. You can see that at Fred Toucher, my influential Instagram account. You can see both the Senorita Muff. Mademoiselle Muff with hair, and then you can see the Senorita Fluff fully shaved. Yes, your question, Mr. Jones?
I was going to say, so you're doing it on that top floor, separate from everyone?
I'm doing it from the top floor, but separate from everyone. That's the idea, but I can't lock the door
because
there is no door.
Oh, boy.
All right, when we come back, a big contest. Joe Murray has already vetted the people. And we have three contestants vying for a very good prize. And there will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.